I'm Scott Cullen, host of Locked On Fantasy Hockey on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room, a live audio-only sports platform that you can use to talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Download the Locker Room app for free in the iOS App Store. In today's episode, we've got mid-season disappointments, ding deep on the waiver wire, injury updates, plus matchups, and DFS value plays for Wednesday. But first, Buffalo Sabres have fired head coach Ralph Krueger, replacing him with Don Granato on an interim basis. The Sabres are 6-18-4. They rank 31st in 5-on-5 goals per 60 minutes and 29th in 5-on-5 goals against per 60 minutes. They've gone 12 games without a win. In fantasy terms, virtually everyone on the Sabres can perform better. Sam Reinhart has been fine, so credit where it is due. He has 11 goals and 19 points in 26 games. He's also minus 20, but that's kind of an occupational hazard in Buffalo right now. They have 8 players with double-digit minus ratings. Victor Olofsson's another one, has 19 points and is minus 17. Jack Eichel had 18 points in 21 games before he was sidelined with an upper body injury, but he has only 2 goals. Same for Taylor Hall, who had 16 points in 28 games, but just 2 goals. Rasmus Dahlin has 11 points in 28 games and is minus 27, which is incredible. There are many keys to fixing the Buffalo Sabres. Fixing Rasmus Dahlin is one of them. You also got Eric Staal, 3 goals and 10 points in 28 games. Rasmus Ristolainen had 8 points in 21 games and had a really bad bout with COVID. Kyle Okposo, no goals, 4 assists in 23 games. And then there's Jeff Skinner, who has 2 goals, 1 assist in 25 games. He spent that mostly on the fourth line. He also got a 3-game stint in the press box as a healthy scratch. I understand when a coach wants to send a message. You want a scoring winger to take more responsibility for defensive play? It's entirely fair. It's also pretty much insane to have the lowest scoring team in the sport and willingly sit out a player who's proven he can score. Skinner's always been able to generate shots, but if he gets a chance with more skilled line mates, the shot quality should improve. He might actually generate a few more goals. When a franchise has invested $9 million per season in a player, it might be worth finding out if he can be salvaged before throwing him overboard. For the rest of this season, with Sabres games having virtually no stakes aside from the draft lottery, Buffalo has a chance to rehabilitate Skinner's value. Play him significant minutes, power play time, the whole thing. See if he can return to being a bona fide scoring winger. He's not going to provide a great return on investment, but some return on investment is better than none. In any case, the Sabres did not have to head down this path this season. Before they were forced into a COVID hiatus, they were hovering around middle of the pack. In terms of Corsi, around 50%. Expected goals, 50.3%. Since coming back, though, it's 46% Corsi, 44.7% of expected goals. And they've lost their starting goaltender, Linus Ullmark, their most effective defenseman, Jake McCabe, and more recently, their franchise center, Jack Eichel, to injury. They're headed towards a trade deadline in which they pretty much have to deal Taylor Hall and Eric Staal, veterans with expiring contracts. But then they have to have a plan in place that will keep Eichel and Reinhart from demanding out, or the rebuild will have to dig even deeper and include trading those guys for younger assets. Not a fun time to be a Sabres fan, nor has it been much fun having Sabres on your fantasy roster this season. The Vancouver Canucks have claimed Jimmy Vesey on waivers from the Toronto Maple Leafs. Signed in the offseason to a one-year $900,000 contract, Vesey managed just 7 points in 30 games for Toronto, including 5 goals. But Toronto was getting outshot and outscored with Vesey on the ice, so it makes sense to try someone else. The immediate beneficiary looks like it could be Alex Galchenyuk, who could be getting a shot on the wing with John Tavares and William Nylander. Vesey joins a Canucks team that has some injury problems up front, as well as a general lack of talent on the wings. So there is a chance that he can compete for a spot in the top 9. If he plays well, maybe he'll stick there. He's probably not worthy of fantasy interest right now, but see how the Canucks shake out their lines. That can determine the future of Jimmy Vesey. Now to Tuesday's games. Buffalo, in the final game with Ralph Krueger on the bench, they lose 3-2 at New Jersey. If you can't beat New Jersey, that pretty much spells the end of it. Buffalo got 2 assists from defenseman Brandon Montour, and New Jersey got a decent game out of goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood, who stopped 33 of 35 shots. He's been struggling, so he definitely needed that game. Boston went into Pittsburgh, won 2-1, with goaltender Dan Vladar stopping 34 of 35 shots in his first NHL start. That's a good way to earn the W. Arizona loses 3-0 at Minnesota. Kaapo Kähkönen continued to play great for the Wild. Had a 31 save shutout turn in the victory, has a .927 save percentage in 16 games. Anaheim loses 8-4 at Colorado. They had a 4-2 lead. Anaheim jumped out to this lead, and then Colorado stormed back. Nazem Kadri led the way with 2 goals, 2 assists for the Avalanche. He has 16 points in his past 12 games. Defenseman Devon Toews had 3 assists. He's got 7 assists in the past 7 games. Colorado winger Andre Burakovsky had a goal and assist. He has 7 points in the past 6 games. Colorado right winger Mikko Rantanen, goal and assist. He has 12 points in the past 8 games. Colorado left winger Brandon Saad, goal and assist, has 4 points in the past 4 games. Colorado defenseman Samuel Girard, goal and assist. He's got 10 points in the past 10 games. Colorado winger Jonas Donskoi, a couple of assists. And we move on to Anaheim, where center Adam Henrique had a goal and 2 assists. He has 8 points in the past 7 games. And right winger Troy Terry had a goal and assist. He's got 4 points in the past 4 games. For Colorado, defenseman Samuel Girard was on the ice for 3 goals, 4, and none against. At the same time, Colorado defenseman Dan Renouf was on the ice for 3 goals against and none for. Tough night. Anaheim defenseman Jacob Larson on the ice for 1 goal, 4, and 4 against during 5-on-5 play. So Carolina went into Detroit and got upset by the Red Wings, 4-2. One of the more stunning developments. Detroit defenseman Philip Hronek had a goal and 2 assists. The goal was a length of the ice empty netter. But he has a goal and 7 assists during a 4-game point streak. Detroit left winger Adam Ernie, 2 power play goals. And as much as I scoff at the idea of Adam Ernie scoring power play goals, he does have 7 points in the past 9 games. So maybe don't scoff entirely. Detroit center Dylan Larkin has a couple of assists. He has 4 points in the past 4 games. The Islanders lost 3-1 at Washington. Alexander Ovechkin led the way for the Capitals with a goal and assist. He has 4 goals and 1 assist during a 4-game point streak. And Washington center Nicholas Backstrom had a goal and assist. He has 8 points in the past 7 games. Tampa Bay went into Dallas and won 4-3 in a shootout over the Stars in their fancy white uniforms. Dallas left winger Jamie Benn had a goal and assist. He has 7 points in the past 8 games. Dallas defenseman Miro Heiskanen had a goal and assist. Dallas left winger Jason Robertson had 2 assists. He has 8 points in the past 6 games. And Dallas center Joe Pavelski had a couple of assists. He has 7 points in the past 8 games. For Tampa Bay, Braden Point had a goal and assist. Gives him 8 points in the past 7 games. And he scored in the shootout. Locker Room is live, audio-only sports talk. It's free to download and to use. You can talk to me, to other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Start or join ongoing conversations. You can watch games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and results. You can talk with other sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives all in real time. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the group. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is a low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is a classic. We've got Coconut Puff against Peanut Butter. And the coconut brand of Built Bars is extremely popular, so as much as I like peanut butter, and I'm going to side with peanut butter and vote for peanut butter. I have my doubts that they're going to be able to pull through here. But go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember to use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. We're covering everything you need to know about fantasy hockey, but what about the rest of sports? Now, the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski. It's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. Now, I swear, the fact that I'm doing first half disappointments has absolutely nothing to do with today's news out of Buffalo. I was already planning this. And the Sabres then took over the news cycle with the firing of Ralph Kruger. But believe it or not, there will be some Buffalo Sabres involved in the first half disappointments for fantasy. We'll start with center Jack Eichel, largely because expectations were extremely high for Eichel. A lot of rankings had him top 10 overall coming into the season. He had 2 goals, 16 assists, minus 9 in 21 games before he was sidelined with an injury. And I'm not going to ding players for injury, but Eichel's performance pre-injury wasn't winning any prizes either. So I think that's unfortunate. Gets worse when we head over to left wing for Taylor Hall. 2 goals, 14 assists, minus 17 in 28 games. It's ridiculous how poor the results were with Eichel and Hall on the ice. This is they because they weren't getting outshot or outchanced, they just weren't scoring. And it's an incredible the way this season has gone for the Sabres. But Eichel and Hall, they're the two big money stars of this team. They're the ones who should be leading the way, and they certainly didn't. And if you drafted them high for fantasy purposes, you're feeling the pain too, because it's tough to come back when your high picks perform like this. On the right wing, we've got Patrick Laine for Columbus. Now, he does have 9 goals in 21 games, which is not bad. 6 assists, minus 10. Now, that's a problem. He only has 46 shots on goal in 21 games, and that's trouble too. And so the reason Laine qualifies again as a disappointment, much like Eichel, is he was rated really highly in Yahoo coming into the season. So I think maybe it would have been wiser to have a little less optimism about Patrick Laine coming into the year. But at the same time, the results, he's gone through some pretty rough patches already with Columbus. On defense, we've got Roman Josi for Nashville. And again, this is based on expectation. Josi has 2 goals and 14 assists in 25 games, which is not bad. And his shot rate isn't bad, but he's minus 16. And that is. And for a guy who might have been the first defenseman off the board, that really hurts your fantasy output. Also, Brent Burns on defense has 5 goals and 10 assists in 26 games. His shot rate isn't quite what it used to be. His point production isn't what it used to be. And he's minus 12 in 26 games. So Josi and Burns, they still do generate quite a few shots. There aren't a lot of defensemen who can generate 3-plus per game, but they can. And at the same time, the rest of their numbers are just not up to snuff. And then in goal, Carter Hart, largely based on expectations, because Hart was at least a top-5 goaltender coming into the season. And 17 games this year, he's 7-6-3, 3.62 goals against average, .884 save percentage. Just, completely fallen flat. And if you picked him to be your number one goaltender and you went relatively early to get him, that's devastating to your fantasy team. It's really hard to make that up. Now, maybe you grabbed one of the rookies, or like Kevin Lankinen or Kaapo Kähkönen, and things got sorted out, but you needed one of those prayers to get answered after the way this season has gone for Carter Hart. Now, a second team of all disappointing players, because we'd hate to limit that to just one team. At center, Mika Zibanejad. There may have been an argument at one point for Evgeny Malkin, but he had been roaring back. Now, Zibanejad has just 3 goals, 8 assists, minus 5 in 27 games. After he scored 41 in 57 games last season, this is a really tough way to come crashing down. Yes, there was regression expected, not nearly to this degree. Staying with the Rangers on left wing, Alexis Lafreniere, the number one pick in the draft, probably got hyped a little too much. And in 27 games, he has 4 goals, 3 assists. He's minus 8. Only has 35 shots on goal. He's having trouble creating. And this doesn't mean, there's absolutely no hope for Alexis Lafreniere. It means that the first half of his rookie season, he hasn't been very productive. And expectations were quite high for him coming in. So, couple those things together, it adds up to a first half disappointment. Same with Travis Konecny. And this is, Konecny was a player who had, I would say, significant expectations coming into the season. And he does have 15 points in 20 games, which isn't, terrible. But he only has 31 shots on goal. And his ice time is down from last year, which is strange, because given where he is in his kind of career arc, you would think that Konecny was still in a perfect position to ascend. And that hasn't happened this year. On defense, back to Buffalo, Rasmus Dahlin. I don't know that you could look at the way last season went and lower your expectations on Dahlin. I don't think they would go to this depth, where he has 11 points. He's minus 27 in 28 games. And, he obviously, Ralph Kruger had problems with the way Dahlin was playing defensively, and that's fine. But sometimes I think when you have a bad team like the Sabres, if you have a thoroughbred on the blue line who can really do something with the puck, just let him do it. Live with the mistakes, and you can try and limit them as time goes on. But worrying about turning Dahlin into a safe and steady defensive defenseman, that's seems like a plan that's destined to fail. Anyway, along the same lines, on all disappointing team is Erik Karlsson. who has 9 points and just 42 shots on goal in 22 games. Now, he's even, so it's not as though Carlson has been a complete disaster, but, you know, 9 points in 22 games, this is not what we come to expect of Erik Karlsson. And given all the talk, even leading up to the season, about, oh, Erik Karlsson's healthy now, he's going to be ready to go, the results have not been there. And then in goal, on the second disappointing team here of the first half, Matt Murray of Ottawa. Now, I'm not sure expectations were super high for Ottawa's goaltender, given he had had a couple of uneven seasons in Pittsburgh, but he's 7-12-1, has a 3.84 goals against average, .880 save percentage in 22 games. That's still pretty disappointing. If you would grab Matt Murray and hope that he could, you know, give you 900 or 910 save percentage, you're not coming close to that right now. And so there we go. There are the two teams of midseason disappointments. Hopefully some better things ahead for them in the second half. Now, each show, I recommend one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Could be a player to keep an eye on for the future, or maybe rush to the waiver wire, but they're almost certainly available. And today we're going to go with the 10th pick in the 2017 draft, Florida Panthers right winger Owen Tippett. He started to show some signs of progress recently. 4 points, 3 goals, 1 assist, 7 hits, 11 shots on goal in the past 4 games. This doesn't mean you have to rush out and get Tippett. He's not playing enough. Just in those last 4 games, he's still only playing about 12 minutes per game. And this is really the first bit of positive scoring momentum for him, but could be something to build on. It might allow Tippett to move up the lineup should the opportunity present itself. He's not one of these guys you race out to the waiver wire. It's keep an eye on Owen Tippett, see what happens. He's rostered in 1% of Yahoo leagues. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over. The NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Baseball is just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON. At BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Every Wednesday on Locked On NHL, take a deep dive into the Western Conference with Sarah Vampato of Locked On Kings and Tom Gazzola of Locked On Oilers. Whether it's a look at top-end contenders like Vegas and Colorado or breaking down the rebuilds of the Kings and Blackhawks, Locked On NHL has you covered on Western Conference Wednesdays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. The show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. So before we get into the Wednesday schedule on BetOnline.ag, take a look at some injuries. And a couple of big ones in Pittsburgh. Center Evgeny Malkin suffered a lower body injury, and center Teddy Bluger had an upper body injury, so he didn't even play against Boston on Tuesday. With Malkin out, Bluger out, things get pretty thin down the middle in Pittsburgh. Anaheim goaltender John Gibson is out with a lower body injury. It leaves a lot on Ryan Miller, but it didn't go very well against Colorado on Tuesday night, but Gibson's also probably getting worn down from the work in Anaheim. Arizona goaltender Antti Raanta has a lower body injury, which is unfortunate. He was one of my value recommendations on DraftKings yesterday before finding that out. Edmonton defenseman Tyson Barry suffered a lower body injury on the weekend against Calgary. Maybe with Barry out, that opens up an opportunity for Evan Bouchard to get back in the lineup. And Bouchard, for whatever flaws he might have, is terrific at one thing, and that is putting pucks on net. Dallas center Rupe Hintz back out of the lineup with a lower body injury. I feel like this is a nearly daily occurrence that Hintz is out with an injury, back from injury, out with an injury. That's sort of the trend we're on. But when he's in the lineup, very productive. Boston defenseman Jared Tenorti suffered an upper body injury after taking a big hit from Penguins winger Brandon Tanev. And Tanev didn't like that he got called for boarding, but when you watch the play, sure looked like boarding. San Jose right winger and enforcer Curtis Gabriel out with an undisclosed injury. He's added some life to the Sharks since getting put into the lineup, but such is the nature of that role, the injuries do tend to come too. So let's take a look at the NHL schedule on betonline.ag. And Wednesday we start with Vancouver, -155 at Ottawa. That's probably a little bit more than I would like Vancouver. My model has Vancouver main minus 122, and so that's probably one I would just avoid. Really also uncertain about Ottawa's goaltending, whether it's Joey Decord getting the call or what. And then Philadelphia, minus 125 at the Rangers. They kind of eked one out the other night, but I still like Philadelphia. I think they're significantly better than the Rangers right now. And so Philadelphia minus, I'm 153 on my model. So that's a side that I would take. Montreal, minus 111 at Winnipeg. I do like Montreal a tiny bit more than that, minus 121 or so. And in some ways it's surprising because I think, you know, on the road, I don't know that they're that much better than Winnipeg, but you know, the numbers seem to back it up. LA, plus 125 at home against St. Louis. I have St. Louis favored, but only by a tiny margin, like minus 110. And I guess the Blues may be getting some bodies back, or at least soon. But with Cal Peterson in net, I think the Kings have a fighting chance on home ice. So getting them as underdogs there isn't the worst play. San Jose, massive underdogs against Vegas, plus 199. But that might be the side that I prefer. I have Vegas minus 160. And in some ways, it's just I think that, you know, we've seen upsets here in recent days with, you know, Detroit's beating Carolina, Nashville winning in Tampa, and I don't think San Jose is necessarily as bad as, say, Detroit. So plus 199 if you're feeling, you know, lucky. And then Calgary, minus 121 at home against Edmonton, Battle of Alberta. I have Calgary minus 118 in my model, so we're pretty close on that one. The Flames have responded, at least initially, to Daryl Sutter coming in behind the bench. Thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's move over and grab some DFS value plays for Wednesday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Flyer center Claude Giroux, who's $4,800 at the Rangers. Basically here, the Rangers aren't good enough defensively to avoid Philadelphia's top players, and Giroux still qualifies in that regard. Ottawa center Colin White, $3,800 against Vancouver. Not bad secondary option, and at that price would allow you to spend your money elsewhere. If we're really looking for bargains, head to the wing. Joel Armia, $3,200 at Winnipeg. The Montreal winger tends to play well at Winnipeg, you know, his former team, and so if you want to roll the dice on that, $3,200 is a pretty inexpensive option. And Calgary wingers Dylan Dubé and Andrew Mangiapane, both $3,400 against Edmonton, and they've both been reasonably productive lately. So at that price, against an Edmonton team that you know, is competitive but also a little shaky defensively, there's a chance for either Dubé or Mangiapane to give you a pretty good return. On defense, Ivan Provorov, $4,200 for the Flyers at the New York Rangers. And Edmonton defenseman Adam Larson, $3,700 at Calgary. Now, Larson may not score a whole lot, but he blocks a bunch of shots, and that still counts too. And in net, I'm going with LA goaltender Cal Peterson. You know, you could try Connor Hellebuck at $7,500 against Montreal, but Cal Peterson, $7,300 at home against St. Louis. And, you know, Peterson has been playing quite well for the most part this season. That'll do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball as I continue to break down teams and stats heading towards the regular season. Find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.